brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the radicalization of the Republican Party by the Tea Party accelerates. That's what the Democrats call it. They're only differentiating themselves from the socialist anti-liberty agenda of the Democrats, which will actually make them popular. That's what the Democrats squeal and yell and beg and plead and say, whatever you do, don't be open pro-gun. So they've now got Mitch McConnell and others copying Charlton Heston, raising guns over their heads at the big Republican CPAC meeting, saying, from my cold, dead hand. Ted Cruz comes out and says, abolish the IRS. There's others giving speeches about indicting Holder and indicting the IRS heads and others. This is the type of talk that could lead to real action, and this is the way we could actually turn this country around. I mean, it can happen, folks. We're in the throes of deep corruption. And if the libertarian movement, the constitutional common sense Americana movement, the classical liberal movement, notice I had Stefan Molyneux in here yesterday. He was calling us classical liberals. He's an anarchic capitalist. Why is he calling himself a classical liberal? Because that's what Thomas Jefferson was, folks. And Thomas Jefferson would look at the Democratic Party and the Republican leadership and would literally declare them the enemy. If you go off real liberal versus conservative systems. Conservative back in Thomas Jefferson's time meant you have elites that are by the law, don't pay taxes, and get their power from royalty. And a bunch of groups are protected, classes, and everybody else is a slave. Thomas Jefferson said, that's a really bad idea. People said, well, he had slaves. Yeah, and he started the movement to get rid of it. Also had about 20 children with him. But the point is that it was the ideas that led to more liberty later. They were the trailblazers. It's easy 250 years later to point back and go, well, I mean, these people were absolutely terrible. But they were trailblazing in their age, and their ideas led to greater forms of liberty today. And more it is about the definitions. We've got to get the proper definitions out there for people if we have any hope of ever changing things. By the way, a bunch of establishment authoritarian-promoting publications with White House connections like Media Matters and Al Gore's Al Jazeera Network and all the rest of them came out and went into complete conniption fits since last Friday when Tucker Carlson was on. They're still going today and yesterday. MSNBC, more reports. Young Turks, more reports. I mean, every day this week from what I've seen, people are sending me the clips. I don't have time to watch them all. I watch two. They are freaking out over the fact that I have pointed out something that's totally public. And that is the fact that the Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. The Republicans got the Civil Rights Act passed. And so the Democrats by the mid-60s said, we're going to lose everything if we don't branch out and double down and claim we're the party of minorities and give them a bunch of freebies. And Sink, or Cirk, he's an interesting talk show host. I'm not messing up his name on purpose. Chink, I got it right. There you go. He did these diatribes explaining. Now, Alex, it's true the Democrats were the party of the Klan up until the 60s, but the Republicans had the Southern strategy, and so they were the ones that were racist, and they flipped the Democrats. Well, I said that in my rant. I said partially that was true because they were getting beat so bad. They said, fine, they've already got all the minorities that we actually were trying to free. We better go with the Southern strategy. That was Nixon. That was Nixon in the late 1960s, and it was purely political. The point is, it doesn't take away the LBJ quotes that are, if we let these, N-words continue to be with the Republicans, it's over for our party. But we'll, I'm going to get all this great society passed, and we'll have the N-words voting Democrat for 200 years. And those are quotes on record. So guess what? We're putting together whole reports about this every week from now forever. We'll see how you like it. I'm going to have all the Margaret Sanger quotes, all of them. Chink.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have even right there.
Disney?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It is already Thursday, the 6th day of March 2014. I am Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, as we are all weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, live, rebroadcast on stations all over the country, retransmitted, and then, of course, we return on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. for the abbreviated Sunday live transmission. David Knight will be hosting the Sunday show this Sunday, but I will be Skyping in for at least 30 minutes of the transmission, and we're going to be premiering some investigative reports on that broadcast as well. Anthony Gucciardi will also be in on the Sunday transmission. Just throwing that out before I forget. Tomorrow, before I get into what's coming up today, and there's a lot, we're going to premiere here last Friday's 35-minute-plus sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson before he came live. And it was very unscripted by him and is going to be controversial. If you think the last Friday's interview that ended up being all over MSNBC, Young Turks, every Democratic Party publication basically flipping out over it, If you think that that was interesting interview, wait till you see this one. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners will hear it, premiering in the second hour tomorrow. It'll fill up because we've added a lot of documentation and video and audio clips to what I'm debating with Tucker Carlson to the 35-minute interview. So it's probably 45 minutes long. It will fill all the airtime of the second hour tomorrow. Again, I don't really take full spring breaks where I take off 5-6 days with the family, but I take little pieces off, so I won't be live tomorrow myself. David Knight will be in, but you will have several reports I've been working on, the Tucker Carlson interview, John Bowne's investigative report on the Democratic Party and their ties to race baiting and the Ku Klux Klan. That's going to be premiering at 11:30, 30 minutes into the transmission tomorrow. I never saw it until now. I'm going to get the filmmaker on. It's called Runaway Slave that came out in 2012. We're going to play a trailer of that coming up. There's a black guy who actually knows all about this and made a film about it, exposing it. My only issue is I realize more and more just how conscious the modern Democrats are, and that they know all this, and that when we mention it, they run around like chickens with their heads cut off. Because the only way to defeat their racial division and race baiting and the race wars they're trying to start is to absolutely expose them. And they're scared of this. And quite frankly, the Republican leadership with Nixon and the Southern strategy starting in 68 on, they don't want this out. The Republican blue bloods don't want this out either, because they just flipped sides with the Democrats, and it was all basically a behind-the-scenes deal. So that doesn't get the Republicans off the hook either. It's just these are the big secrets they don't want you to know. And that's what we do. We take the big hiding in the elephant, you know, hiding in the living room elephant that's sitting there, the conjoined donkey and the elephant, and basically show what a monstrosity is. We're here to show you the hat tricks. In fact, they actually got the promo for Runaway Slave, the film. We don't sell it. We should. I've seen it. It's excellent. In the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. But here's a plug for that documentary that dovetails, here's the trailer, with the research we're doing and preparing to put out. We also sell the film MAFA, dealing with the eugenics program and the Democratic Party and Margaret Sanger and what they've been doing since the 20s. So we have been exposing this for a long time. It's just that it really scares the system. So we're going to play that trailer in a moment. And then the big news, obviously, is Crimea Parliament votes to join Russia. That is a big deal. And you've got talk of sanctions, talk of not letting Russians fly here with their visas, and vice versa. This is a new Cold War beginning. Absolutely no doubt about it. That story is up on DrudgeReport.com. Also up on DrudgeReport.com, four story down in the middle column, an InfoWars.com story. Missouri teachers object to being shot during drills. Missouri students and teachers required by law to participate in active shooter drills. And I'm going to explain exactly what's behind this coming up after we get into the Crimea situation. But because MSNBC, twice this week that I know of, and because the Young Turks, three times that I know of, and because all the big Democratic Party websites all week long, following the talking points of Media Matters, have been running around freaking out, making fun of us for pointing out the absolute historical fact that Eisenhower got the Voting Rights Act moving forward, Civil Rights Act passed with Republicans, and it hurt the Democrats so bad that they then came back later and supported it. That brought in the Great Society. We have all the racist letters of LBJ and all the rest, and we're just going to put it into a bunch of special reports. Especially now that they're running around claiming that we're deceiving people and going, hey, the Southern strategy, you know, the Republicans said they were going to target the South after the Democrats began to lose the South because they went for the whole country with racial politics. They just shifted from their racial politics in the South to then flipping it to the rest of the country, racial identity politics with the minorities. The Republicans were actually trying to fuse the country into a nationalistic, free market, empire at the time. I'm not even saying it was perfect, but it was a lot better gold than the globalists have today. And they were actually trying to unify the nation post-World War II. The Democrats were not about to let that happen. Came out with a very cynical, sophisticated, Machiavellian program. And so when Schenck, if I'm pronouncing it right, and others on the Young Turks and MSNBC get up there and go, Alex, you know full well, the Democrats flip from being the racist party to the Republican party. That's not really true. And you know the Southern Strategy under Nixon came many years later. So they are really scared of this. And again, I've discovered whatever we report on that they freak out about, you know, when they freak out and go, it's ridiculous that we want to ban your guns. Everybody knows we don't want to ban your guns. Now, please stop playing the clips where we say we're going to ban them. That's because it's hurting them. And I'm going to go on hurting you because you're a bunch of tyrants. And when I mention the fact that they are the party of race politics and identity politics and class warfare, they get very upset, folks, because they're out in the open race baiting. If you flipped the people on MSNBC into Klan uniforms from 50 years ago, I mean, it's the same rhetoric, folks, but for minorities. It is. That's what it is. Word for word. They flipped the script. And I'm not going to put up with it. So here is a trailer for the film that exposes this. Runaway Slave. Here it is.
Pre-1960, most African Americans were Republicans. After Martin Luther King was freed from jail by John F. Kennedy, the African American vote has gone Democratic. What exactly did we get exchanged for our 95% Democratic swaying vote? We gave up 3-1 odds in abortion.
14 million black babies have died since 1973.
Dependent on welfare systems.
They begin to take young women, and they begin to tell the young women, well, we would give you money, you just stay home. But what if I want to get married? You lose your benefits.
When you remove the black man out of the house, the likelihood of the young black man going to jail increases by 60%. This is what this party has given on a platter to African Americans. Sometimes you can't tell the difference between now and 200 years ago. And we, by 95%, support this.
Going back to the plantation. You have a group of people on the plantation, and we've run away. We ran away. We got free.
The more the government gives us, the more debt and more control we accumulate.
But here we come back to the plantation, and we're telling them, y'all can be free.
Anyone that comes along and talks to me about taking away what I've given you, they must be evil. They've got to be Republicans.
You have 40, 50 years, an entire culture of people. This is all they know. They don't know anything else.
Because, see, in the black community, there's always somebody's got to keep them niggas in control.
You could call it slavery in the slave quarters or now in the urban ghettos of America.
I think life is about our future and making decisions that you feel like will serve you best.
We have an opportunity in this nation as blacks that we could not find anywhere else.
We the people are still in charge of this country.
We joined up with these people who are haters and they're racist, but they're not. All we're doing is telling the others that are still on the plantation, you can be free.
This is not the land of guarantees, but it's the land of opportunity.
The sky's the limit as to what we can achieve here.
But when you say racism is the problem, you put the power of for your future in someone else's hands.
What we need in this country today is more black men to confront it. Because you as a white man, you can't confront it. Right now, if you said anything to the black community, you're going to be accused of racism.
I guess I'm racist too, right?
Tyranny is colorblind.
White or black,
it will control you.
Run, America. Run faster. Don't give up. Don't give in. Are you tired yet? Run harder.
Again, the film's Runaway Slave. We're going to carry it, and I'm going to get all those guys on the show. The point is that I've been covering this for 18, 19 years, but just kind of mentioning as a footnote, reading so much history, and I realize right in front of us, worldwide, governments want to get people on welfare. And if a country's half Catholic, half Protestant, they'll play those groups off against each other. Or if it's, you know, half animist in Africa and in some region and half Christian, they'll play those groups off against each other, even though it's black people, again, or white people against white people. They will divide and conquer, just like Ukraine, Catholics against Orthodox, Slavs against Aryans, as they call themselves in Western Ukraine. And this is what they do. This is how they operate. And then you look at the social engineering of the eugenicists and the family courts that were set up. And if you look at how they were set up in England 120 years ago, set up here about 110 years ago in places like New York City with the Rockefeller Foundation on record, and go look at who set them up, and it gets rid of the courts. Used to you went into a court to decide who got the kids, or you went into a court to decide what was going to happen. No, now it's just a judge. And now it's a system where the health department decides and the CPS decides. And, oh, we don't want fathers in the home. We want only women, and then the state is their husband, and we pay those women only enough to control them. And then we wonder why the statistic they were showing in that film is a 60% increase in prison. It's a several hundred percent increase in prison and a 80% increase in illegitimacy and a culture totally destroyed and people who literally have no idea even what country they're in. And that's because the blacks were targeted as the test case, as Tony Brown has pointed out many times. The exact same formula is being done in every other community. I mean, the general public, people that are raised by single parents on average, I'm not attacking single parents. They always act like if you point out the statistics that you're four times more likely to be on drugs, five times more likely to end up in prison. The number used to be three times, now five times. That you're going to have a life of poverty. Even if you come from a middle class or wealthy home and it's single parent, your kids statistically are totally screwed. Because they're biologically designed to be around a man and a woman in that interaction. It ends the human cycle. It ends the family. And the family's almost gone. The West is completely dying. And they're going into the third world and teaching people to get rid of their families. They're going into Africa and Asia and Latin America with microloans. And they advertise them like they're a great deal. In most cases, they're not. Where they will give women maybe a $50 loan. And then have the women on TV and radio, what stars they are. And then the few success cases, they're like payday loans. The women never even get out of the debt. But then they tell the women, that's all right, we'll forgive your debt. Just divorce your husband, kick him out of the house, and put your kids in a government-run dormitory where the state raises them, and you'll get them on the weekend. And hey, honey, you can go after you work in the factory till 8 o'clock at night without with your lady friends and have a drink. You can go out and have a little bit of fun. And see, breaking up the family, telling men, hey, you'll see your kids every other week, go out and have a good time. Have your mama baby at home, go knock up a bunch of women, and you can just drive around in your nice car and have a couple jobs and have a little bit of bling bling and be a big star. Yeah, it's fun for the individual to not be home with their kids sometimes. It's fun for the women to give their kids over to the state, leave them at school till 8, 9 at night, put them in programs with the government-run schools on the weekend. It's fun for you, but it ends humanity as we know it. And then long term, your kids don't come see you in the nursing home. There's no family reunions. People don't even visit their parents because we've been turned black, white, I don't care, into animals. 60% of the country's divorced. Men don't know what men are. Women don't know what women are. And it has been done on record by the eugenicist and by IBM and by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation and Carnegie Endowment. On record, Endgame 2.0, that's on PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Kaufman goes through all the government documents on how they were going to end heterosexuality to lower the population. Yeah, you got half the men with other men and half the women with other women. That'll cut it right there. And then you wage war against the family. It's not even a moral judgment against, quote, gay people. It's that it's scientifically being pushed, and no one can deny that, from every angle to break us up where we're total atomized individuals, but not in the classical sense of an individual, part of a family, part of a tribe, part of a group. There are no more tribes. There are no more cultures. There are no more people. There's MTV and CNN and Fox News and ESPN, and you tune in and you watch Friends, the show Friends. You don't actually have friends. You watch the show Friends, to use an example from 15 years ago, and you have no identity. Your identity is whatever the television puts into you. And I am a runaway slave from the psychological warfare, artificial reality, matrix-like level, artificial habitat the globalists are trying to construct and trying to put us into. That's what's going on here. I want everyone to be free. I want everyone to realize how much potential and human power they have. And I want them to realize that their individuality is under attack. The globalists sell a fake synthetic form of individuality where you're an individual, you don't have a family, you don't have really any real friends that would ever come to your aid, but you've got a culture, a plastic fake corporate culture that's put out that you buy into that empowers you. This morning I was working out at the gym and they had an ad, I think it was for Xbox or PlayStation, I meant to write a note, I forgot, but it was something like, you know, dare to be great, dare to be somebody. It showed a bunch of pirates fighting with each other, but they're blurring reality because they showed real actors fighting as pirates and then cut to the video game of pirates killing each other. You can go out and kill each other and be on the high seas and be in real battles, but never actually be in a real battle. You can go and buy a Ferrari for $1,000 in Second Life or whatever it is and all these other virtual realities, and then people really think you're cool in a fantasy world, but it's not real. That is humans being inserted into the matrix. The globalists said 50 years ago they were going to develop virtual reality games that would become indistinguishable, like the holodeck in Star Trek, from reality until you would choose the fake, easy reality over the hard, true reality that is actually rewarding. Yeah, I would imagine if you were in a few dozen sea battles with real cutlasses and blunderbuss hacking people up, you'd be pretty tough. But you're not really in sea battles when you go and play those video games. I would imagine if you flew around Vietnam in a helicopter, getting shot at and shooting at people, that would be a life experience because people are really dying. The virtual reality isn't real, and the virtual reality is bigger than all these video games that say dare greatly, you know, be somebody. I was sitting there during like a 30-second break working out. Because the way I'm starting to work out, there's like no breaks basically. But I stopped and paused, and I'm sitting there looking at it, and it was saying things on the screen like, be somebody, be part of an adventure, your life starts now. No, your life begins to end in these false realities. And the media says, hey, don't listen to him. This is something that will make you feel like a human being. Yeah, because they take away our cultures. They take away our normal rites of passage. They take away the feminine and male rites of passages. They destroy our families. We don't know anything better. We're set down in front of a television from birth, and it's our girlfriend. It's our boyfriend. It's our father. It's our mother. It's our ancestor. It's our guru. It's our Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's our guide. No, it's not. It's an artificial construct where the enemy can reach through and openly program you any way they want. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, I could dress up like a trendy, grow a beard, and I'm not knocking you to grow a beard. Hey, it's working for you. And go out on the street and have women throw themselves at me. I could literally do all the fake things that the media says do and have success, but it would be with other plastic, non-real people who will never be fulfilled and empowered and who aren't real. Because it's true. The globalists want to make us unconscious, programmable, biological androids in their own words. If you're not self-actuating and actually guiding your own development and consciously understanding yourself and knowing thyself, you are not conscious. You are not real. You are not even a person. You're not living. No wonder you're so unhappy. No wonder. And you run after the false plastic synthetic construct as if it's going to empower you. I see the young men trying to dress up like Jay-Z and stuff. And trying to take on these trappings of success, believing that's going to give them success within the system. It's not. It's all a hologram that you believe you buy into and that you're empowered when you're in a matrix. It's not real. You understand that? When you play some boxing game and beat Muhammad Ali, you didn't really beat Muhammad Ali. You would be getting more fulfillment going and joining a boxing club and 3 years later beating somebody who beat you at first. That would be 1,000 times more fulfilling, not the fake synthetic garbage.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are live on this worldwide Thursday transmission. Dr. Ed Grube is going to be joining us, looking at some of the most common toxins that are in the water, the food supply, and how to avoid them, and also looking at some of the latest medical news. That is all coming up. And then Ben Swan is scheduled. He's here in Austin, of BenSwan.com and his own alternative media group. He is going to be joining us coming up in studio as well during this worldwide transmission here today. But before we go any further, I want to start to break down the situation that is unfolding in the Ukraine. The Ukrainian government has voted to join with the Russians This has escalated the situation quite a bit. Again, Crimea votes to join Russia, accelerating Ukraine crisis. That is what is being reported by Reuters. And they're talking about sanctions against Russia now becoming somewhat of a certainty. First, they were talking about them a few days ago. Now they're saying they're going to try to get them in place via the State Department and NATO and the EU. There's talk of not letting Russians come here or travel into the EU, you name it, with their visas. These are really acts of war that are being discussed. And I'm not defending the Russian position. It's just that the West did foment this. They did overthrow an elected government. Russia had secured its gas pipelines and its port, and it's 75% Russian in the area they grabbed. It's a small area of eastern Ukraine, and you now have confrontations going on the last 4 or 5 days that have been on television with Ukrainian troops marching up to Russian bases that have been there forever, for hundreds of years, really, in many cases, and threatening to attack them. This could escalate very, very quickly, obviously. Everybody knows that. I was hoping when Putin stopped Crimea that this would de-escalate things a few days ago. That does not appear to be what's going on. Meanwhile, I was, again, early this morning watching some of the committee hearings from yesterday with McCain, and he's making more statements today. And it was the most canned garbage I've ever seen to Secretary of Defense Hagel. And the clips are out there. He's saying, how can you be cutting the Pentagon budget right as the Russians invade Ukraine? This could not be worse, was his quote. And what are we going to do? You notice the day that we cut defense spending last week, the Russians invaded, as if that's why they invaded. They cut some of the increase in defense spending. Some of the increase in defense spending. The United States spends half, look it up, of the world's money on defense. All other countries combined are the other half. Look it up. Hey, guys, just type it in for TV viewers. Type in U.S. accounts for half of world defense spending. It'll show all sorts of graphs. Some cases it's 54%, 51%, 52%. I'm just saying half to be safe. With the cuts, it's about half. And then meanwhile, China just boosted their defense spending 12%. They've been doing that every year for a while. And we're giving them our secrets. I mean, I don't want to hear about national defense while our government basically hands out all the secrets to everybody. They just showed the pie chart from Wikipedia showing the United States being roughly half of world spending. Some of the pie charts show it 49%, 48%. But technically, if you add the supplemental and black budget, it's way over 50%. The point is that the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about in 1961 is run by these offshore globalist banks and is openly training with NORTHCOM for sedition and criminal oppression of patriots and Tea Party people. So, again, I'm not bashing the military personnel themselves. I'm bashing the directives coming out of the globalists that control the federal government. But it really hit me this morning when I was watching that at about 7 a.m., watching those. I say I watched the news. I was watching the hearings from yesterday on YouTube. I don't really tune into mainstream television very often unless I see it in the background or monitor it here in the office. We keep an eye on it, but we mainly get it from the aggregators. The point is that it hit me. Of course, one reason they started this attack a few weeks ago was because they didn't vote to join the EU to be sucked dry. But more than that, it's just they need a new Cold War. They told us, don't worry about Al-Qaeda anymore. They're our buddies. The new domestic enemies, the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans and libertarians and conservatives. So that's what NORTHCOM's for. And the international enemy is the Ruskies and the Chi-Coms, who the globalists are arming to the teeth. But Russia is a real enemy of these people because they're not controlled by the globalists because they kicked a whole bunch of oligarchs out post 1991, 92, 93, 94 when Yeltsin became a total drunk and just sat at the back while Putin, his vice president, actually ran the show. I mean, Putin's been the president probably since about 93. And then in 99, officially, when Yeltsin could no longer stand up or talk, they're probably drugging him. Who knows? Became the El Presidente. So that's just some of what's going on here in the background. But it just hit me. Why do they want a 12-year war in Iraq, a 12-year war in Afghanistan, or an 11-year war in Iraq, 12, 13-year war in Afghanistan? In their own words, they want trillions in no-bid contracts. They want the war. The journey is the destination. They want overstressed, burnout, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tour troops to come back and be cops. War is the health of the state, it has been said by many a historian. I forget who originally said it. You got a search engine that? Who said, quote, war is the health of the state? It was Bismarck. The point is, von Bismarck, I know he said similar things, von Bismarck of Deutschland, and you sit here and you watch this happening as the state grows and the groups that are around the state get bigger, and they destroy the economy, but they don't care because they're like a cancer. They just grow and grow and grow. And then John McCain, the guy that was over there last year when he wasn't in Syria trying to fund Al-Qaeda, stirring up the ultra anti-Russian, Ukrainian, white supremacist nationalist. I mean, that's who they are. And you got George Soros involved, the famous Nazi collaborator. And it just shows you everything they claim they are, they're the opposite. Give your rights up, Al-Qaeda's going to hit us. Meanwhile, McCain's running Al-Qaeda for all intents and purposes to a great extent. George Soros, you know, shut down free speech in America. Pro-gun is pro-Nazi. Meanwhile, he's a real Nazi. They say that Randolph Bourne said it in 1918, war is the health of the state. Yeah, but I think he was paraphrasing von Bismarck. But search Bismarck. War is the health of the state. Doesn't matter. The point is, it is the health of the state at the expense of everybody else's health. But here are the headlines. McCain lashes Defense Secretary Hagel over cuts to Pentagon budget. Total and complete theater. Timing is exquisite, Senator says in sardonic questioning. And again, it goes over the quote about, quote, the timing is exquisite, offering a sharply reduced budget when the world is probably more unsettled than any time since World War II, Senator John McCain derisively declared Wednesday. The Arizona Republican did not disguise his chagrin with the reduced budget as he sardonically sparred with Defense Secretary Hagel at the Senate budget presentation. And depending on how you slice it, I guess they are cutting the increase in the Pentagon budget that's never been cut, basically, since 88 or so. They are cutting the increase by about half. And as Rand Paul has said, they should be cutting the defense budget by 20%, I mean, and consolidating it. I mean, we're going bankrupt, folks. But again, the globalists want that. They want us totally in debt. The real national security threat is our jobs shipped to the third world, our industry, our infrastructure falling apart, our government attacking our culture, our government attacking the birth rate, our government deindustrializing us, our government bringing in the largest immigrant populations any country has ever absorbed, and then programming them with anti-nationalistic, anti-free market, anti-family, anti-gun propaganda. The national security threat is transferring our secrets to China and every other country that wants them. Our national security threat is the foreign megabanks that have stolen over $47 trillion in the last 6 years since 2008, pumping it into their coffers, who've signed us on to $1.5 quadrillion. I should do a special report about the real national security threat. I guess I'm doing one right now, but show all the documents, all the articles, all the clips. We are fully conquered by a corporate kleptocracy that operates through administrative law and through shenanigans. And it's operating, and we're thinking of the old military threat where an enemy or a tribe over the hill comes and tries to take your watering hole or comes and tries to hunt in your hunting area, and you don't run them off, so next they're grabbing your women. You're thinking at a 10,000 BC level, folks, and the globalists are running around in suits and ties, conquering everything, and now they want to secure their usurpation. They want to secure their usurper role, and so they are engaged in active war against the cattle that is the general public and denigrating the health and vigor of the species. And of course, through 100 monkey and epigenetics and all of the science that shows what goes around comes around, the elite are destroying themselves by engaging in predator activities against the general population. That is the big issue. And I'm glad they were able to find the article with the quotes because it was just blowing me away this morning. McCain blasts Hagel for massive failure of intel on Ukraine. Like they didn't know that when they went in and overthrew the government that the Russians wouldn't come and grab their gas pipelines on their border. And then, oh my gosh, oh, we got to have sanctions and basically have war with Russia. You know, info war, as the Russians have been calling it. That's what they say they're being hit by, and that's what they are being hit by. And again, it's not that I'm saying Russia is wonderful or good. They didn't start it. The globalists are playing America and Russia off against each other. Will you guys queue up from Russia with love for me again, the Siamese fighting fish? I want to explain this to people again. The globalists are like big clouds, as John Perkins, the economic hitman, said, that orbit around the countries, organizing crises, organizing problems. It's like the Star Trek 9/11 piece that one of our listeners put together, explaining problem, reaction, solution. There was a real case, and I guess they compartmentalized it into the movie American Hustle. So I guess that was a racket went on a lot in New York and New Jersey. It was a famous case, though, where the guy had billboards up all over New York saying, you know, we got the cheapest windshield repair. We can fix your windshield if it has a small crack or whatever. He'd go around the ball peeing pammer at night, breaking hundreds of windows. And he became filthy rich off of it because there'd be a billboard right there. And the public would wonder why at the end of a street, every few nights someone would bust the windshields out, why there was a sign there. And obviously he was paying the cops off to let him do it. I mean, this is the oldest trick in the book. You go in, you start a fight with the Russians. The EU gets to come in and grab half the country and loot it. You get to have trillions more in defense spending. Get to launch a whole new Cold War. Gee, where's the motive? I'd like to see that going into space programs. I'd like to see it going into real research, real renaissance, real human empowerment. I'd like to see it going as tax money back into people's own pockets. I'd like to see real renaissance, not a system where we just let these social engineers play all these games. And you've got more and more world leaders coming out. There was one just a few months ago. Who was that? That said governments are creating crises so they can stay in power and expand their control. And it's making the world very unstable. There's a top statesman, I forget who, Paul Watson wrote about it, and said we're going to end up having World War III or a total breakdown of society because these people don't want things to run well because they always need a crisis to stay in power. That's it. People say, well, Alex, aren't you glad stuff's bad? You know, you're doing real well on air. And quite frankly, I'll be honest with you right now. Yes, as things get worse, because I've been accurately telling you how the world really works, because it's public how it really works. It's not rocket science stuff, folks. They just put out so much disinfo. When you actually hear the truth, people don't recognize it. You're hearing how it really works. You're really hearing how the planet operates. You're actually getting geopolitics from someone who's read 500 or more history books from mainline empires, Machiavelli, you name it. And all the establishment knows what I know and more. But I want a future for my kids. I would love for things to get better. There's always tyranny to fight. There's always corruption to deal with. But I would not fight as hard. I would not work as hard. I would fade off into the distance. I wouldn't be risking my life being so aggressive if we could back them off some. But I realize there's no future if we don't beat them. I'm not happy about our meteoric rise because things are getting worse. I wish that wasn't the case. But the good news is we're getting bigger because people realize that it really is this bad. And by admitting how bad it is, therein lies the key to admitting we're in trouble and getting out of this situation. But absolutely, you bet, if the New World Order continues moving forward, I will get bigger and 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 bigger until I ultimately sell out to them or are murdered. And quite frankly, I'm never going to sell out, so I don't like approaching the territory we're going into. They've got all their metrics and computer programs, and the day my card pops up that I've become too dangerous and uncontrollable, they will either set me up or kill me. But you know what? That's what it takes to defeat tyrants. My ancestors did it. I'm ready to do it. That's not heroic. I don't want my kids and grandkids being slaves. I don't like cancer viruses and the vaccines. I don't like the GMO. I don't like being in a giant petri dish experiment. Let's go to the clip from Russia with Love where the head of Spectre, or is it Chaos, I forget, is explaining to them how they play Russia and the U.S. off against each other. Here it is.
Burmese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but of the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Cranston's efforts as director of planning will continue to be a success.
All right, folks, and when you watch the White House czars on C-SPAN, they sit there and talk like that. We must brainwash the public. Mao is the answer. We move forward with re-education in the schools. Our program is complete. We now will tell them the children belong to the state. Abortion and inoculation compulsory. I mean, we're now to the point of them openly doing this.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month. With no contract, Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys. For half the cost, protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to GetSimplySafe.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Don't forget, this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the best storable foods company out there. That's why they're our sponsor, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. It lasts 25 years. It's great to have that security and not be dependent. And they have got a bunch of specials at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. They have great customer service, 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And please don't forget, we have the new magazine for March in bulk with John Wayne on the cover. And it says The War on Men. And it's all about the chemicals, the biologicals, the food, the water, how they're targeting men, simple diet things and precautions men can take and women can take, by the way. It overfeminizes women and causes them to get breast cancer, you name it. We're going to talk more about this coming up in the next hour. Also, how they're going to try to list all normal activity as mentally ill. Fatherhood, if your son admires you, that's now listed as mentally ill. You can only admire the state. I mean, this is some sick stuff. You can buy the magazine in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to wake up friends and family. So you basically get like 10 of them for the cost of two regular magazines or even less. Big color glossy magazine. This is a black and white cover, so that's not color this time. But the magazine inside is color. And it's good to have print when print's going out because people really pay attention to it now. So, again, I want to invite everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the magazine to check out. InfoWarsLife.com, where we have the Super Male Vitality proprietary system that you've heard the rave reviews of to block the estrogen mimickers and help you release your normal hormones. We've got the fluoride shield that takes out the fluoride and a bunch of other heavy metals and toxins. It's the nascent iodine and five other key compounds that chelate. And we've got the best-selling proprietary nascent iodine, the survival shield, all available at InfoWarsLife.com. Or if you have any questions or like to order via the phone, it's 888-253-3139. And it is your purchases of the products that make the transmission possible. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com to find the big master store, or 888-253-3139. Now, coming up in the next hour, Dr. Grubb's going to be with us, and I'm going to get into mind control with him because I asked him what he wanted to talk about. I had some of my own topics. The first thing he wants to talk about, he even gave me a list of some of the things he wants to talk about. The current DSM is 943 pages long and lists 374 mental disorders, including not liking tyranny. So, if he's got a copy of this, can I have a copy of this? Will we get them to print me a copy of that? Thanks. Okay, it was in the back of my binder. Thank you. So all of that is coming up. By the way, we're seeing the destruction of Bitcoin, hundreds of lawsuits being filed, major exchanges going bankrupt. Bitcoin CEO found dead in Singapore, suicide suspected. Yeah, and you got all these top bankers dying too. I mean, that's why I've not touched it with a 10-foot pole, and I've been proven right again. That's because why I'm bad. Hell, it's, why don't you want to get involved in Bitcoin? I could have gotten involved in it 4 years ago and made $500 million. But I don't want to end up being like the Wolf of Wall Street, folks. I'm not saying cryptocurrencies aren't good. I'm not saying it's not the future. The first one to come out is guaranteed to be set up or guaranteed to be destroyed. And it's a serious situation. That's coming up. And look, I've proven right again, okay? You got all these suckers that are staying in it. You got the Bitcoin conference going on right now. I've had all sorts of people reach out to me. You know, oh, we could really, you know, make it worthwhile if you get into Bitcoin. Hey. Hell will freeze over before it happens, okay? Hell will freeze over before I steer people into something I think is not good. Got it? I try to steer people into something I only think is great that I do myself, and that's not perfect. Even though our track record is, I don't know, get into Goldman 300 and 1300 right now. I don't know, pretty good deal, you know. I just reap what I sow, reap what I sow. I just want to win, 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 win. I want to bless, 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 bless. I want to be blessed, 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 blessed. Got it? Got it? In it to win it. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family?
fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.